Hey, can you take some time away from that game for a second? Please? I understand it's your game night, but there isn't going to be another chance this weekend. We need to talk. Thank you. Okay, listen. To start with, I want you to know that I seriously love you. I've always loved you. No one has ever cared for me like you do. I also know you feel the same way about me, despite being my brother. I'm lucky that you returned that love, otherwise it'd be very awkward. That said, you were the one who asked me if I wanted to be your girlfriend. I knew from the get-go we couldn't tell anyone about this, and in the beginning that seemed fine. I'd wanted this for so long that it didn't seem like a big deal. We've definitely had some close calls though, and I definitely blame you for them. I think you honestly get off on keeping our ancestral relationship a secret and taking all these risks. I don't really care for that. I hate having to keep this secret. The last time I brought this up to you, you gave me such a bullshit answer. Oh, let's talk about it later. Really? When is the right time to talk about it? No, if you love me, talk to me. Otherwise, I'm going to tell Mum about it and accept the consequences. Yeah, I would rather have this end and face Mum than have you run me around. What are we going to do? How do we keep this up? I know you'll be moving out next year. Do I move in with you? Is it less suspicious to do that than just spend a lot of time over there? Okay, so you do want me to move in with you. Thank you. Was that so hard? Now, about us keeping it a secret that we have sex and stuff. Maybe we just keep it a secret from people we already know. We'd lose all of our current friends because of this, and they'd probably tell our family. So, you don't care if future people we meet know about it. I'm pretty scared about all this, but I'm glad you're finally being honest. I'm relieved. That's all I really needed to know right now. Thank you. You're willing to show your sister just how much you love her. Mum's not going to be home for another hour, right? Good, because I need you to really show your sister how you love her right now. Aren't you glad you quit that game to talk? I know you'd much rather have your dirty way with me in secret. You get so hard knowing that we're family and we love each other like this. I can see it through your PJs. Take those babies off so I can taste my big brother's cock. Remember the first time I sucked your cock? We were on that camping trip. Well, of course, we had the same tent. I had no idea what I was doing, but you showed me how. You came in my mouth, and I spat it outside. But now I swallow, like your little sister slut. That isn't where this globe is going today, though. No, sir. It needs to go right here. And my tight pussy. You're the only person who's fucked me. I want my brother's cock to be the only one that goes in me. Now lay back and I'll lower down on your cock. And I want my pussy to be the only one you ever fuck from now on. No one else can understand what we have. They don't say this is wrong. But what's wrong with siblings loving each other this way? Do you want me to? Do you want me to go faster? Do you really need to come in me? I have a confession. Sometimes when you come in me, I fantasize about having forgotten to take my birth control. Yeah. I even remember last minute before you come. And I tell you, but you hold me down and make me take your cum. You force me to have your baby. You like that idea? Having a baby with your little sister? It'd be so wrong. Our lives would be over. We'd have to tell everyone we had a child. I know you love me, but you get off on how unacceptable this is to other people. Please come at me. Mark me like you have been for a year. Come like you want to get me pregnant. Can't wait for us to move out together. Then we can fuck all we want. And no one will probably find out.